But we do have, we're not going to bore Ren Lavoie with comparing Canuck players to movie actors, but he is joining us now. You can follow Ren on Twitter at Ren Lavoie, TVA hockey reporter for TVA Sports. You can also follow him on Instagram at Ren Lavoie. One of the top insiders in the game joins us on Sportsnet 650. Ren, how you doing, my friend?
I'm pretty good, and thanks for not making me compare players to actors. That would be really good.
Hey, I don't want to put you in a tough spot, and I think people would lose their minds if we don't ask you about real relevant things with the vast knowledge you have with everything else kind of going on. But first, to get your thoughts on the trade that ultimately did go down today, Florida Panthers and Pittsburgh Penguins. Patrick Hornquist gets sent to the Panthers from the Penguins in exchange for Colton Sevier and Mike Matheson. My question for this trade, how big of a motivating factor was trying to clear real money for the Penguins?
Well, it is. It's obvious that's an issue with the Pittsburgh Penguins right now. I mean, they're not satisfied. They do believe that they still have a window to win another Stanley Cup. That's obviously the goal. Patrick Hornquist was the glue of that team for a few years. Thing is, right now, you know, he's got a big contract. He's not the quickest player anymore, and it was obvious that the you know, the Pittsburgh Penguins needed to make that trade now and not wait another year. It would have been a disaster for them. And they're getting a really good defenseman in return. I mean, you look at Mike, the way he played, and with the Panthers, he was struggling this season, didn't play much during the playoffs. Was there in Toronto watching him play. It was difficult, but it's obvious that that guy was not playing with any confidence. I think Coach Q was not one of his biggest fans. And when your boss is not one of your fans, you know how it is. You struggle. You don't want to make any mistake. When you're doing one, you know that your game is over or you're not going to play next game. So it was about time for Mike to be traded to another team. I think it's going to be a really good trade for both teams, because what the Panthers need right now is a guy like Patrick Hornquist. He needs to bring that team together. If you look at the lineup, they have a really good lineup, but they just don't know how to win. That's the reality right now of that franchise. They need somebody who's going to go in that dressing room and help everybody to not only make the playoffs, but at one point, sooner than later, being a contender. I do believe the Panthers, when you look at their lineup, they don't need much. They're close, but they need to play as a team, and they need to learn how to win.
The question I have going beyond this trade now is, are we going to see more deals like that where teams are trading problem contracts to some degree, or guys who just don't fit? Are we going to see more of that? And especially in Vancouver, they're trying to clear salary too. And now Louis Erickson's not as good as Patrick Hornquist. And, you know, it's not easy to move a guy like that. But can we see more deals like this where teams are taking on money to get rid of a player?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think when you look at every team right now, they're looking at their situation and they know exactly what they need. One of the reasons why, really, is because of what happened during the summer. It was not, you know, your regular playoffs. It was 24 teams playing in the playoffs instead of 16. So during that span, the GMs, coaches, they really look at their group. Look at the guy that they needed. That they, you know, if you look at the Montreal Canadiens, Marc Bergevin was in Toronto, and you watch Edmondson play a lot with the Carolina Hurricanes, and he understood quickly that that's the type of defenseman that he needs. So that's why he made a push for him, even if he was going to the UFA. He made that trade with the Carolina Hurricanes. He get Joel in return, and he gave them a fifth-round pick, which was really smart. And now you have a really tall defenseman playing at the blue line with Jeff Petrie. So it's obvious that the Montreal Canadiens are going to be a better team defensively next season. So the teams wanted to make tweaks like that, which is really important. Yes, some teams, they need to get rid of some players because of their contract. But at the end of the day, not every trade is going to be, you know, the correlation between the player and what he's making is not always going to be the reason why that trade happened. I believe that teams are really looking a little more at what they really and badly need. And sometimes it's not related to cap issues.
Ren, I'm kind of with you in the idea that we will see some action in the coming days, or at least, you know, we're less than 2 weeks away from the draft. But I guess my question is, we've heard all this speculation of, you know, this trade and this trade, and we've spent a lot of time talking about ideas of potential moves. When do we expect all these transactions to go down? Is tomorrow the first chance with the buyout window opening up? You know, when can we see that these moves start to happen?
Well, in a way, it's already there, okay? There is some big names and on the market. And that's why everybody is kind of waiting to see exactly what's going to happen. Patrick Laine with the Winnipeg Jets. I've been mentioning his name on TVA Sports for the last 3 weeks, close to a month right now. And it's obvious that, you know, the Jets, they're looking at him. I think they like him, but I don't believe that they're a fit. And not only that, they're a little scared of losing him in a few years before his free agency. A little bit like Trouba. The Trouba deal with the Rangers was not great for the Jets. They were forced to make that trade. And you look at Patrick Laine, and I think they're going in the same direction right now. So that's why you have to make a move like that sooner than later. Is it possible? That's the biggest question. They want a centerman. Obviously not a third line centerman or a fourth line centerman. They want a good defenseman in return. It's obvious that they need a good D. It's complicated. It looks easy, but it's not. We're not playing a game right now with our Xbox. We're really talking about the real game here. And so do I expect big trades coming tomorrow? No, but in the next week, some GMs are going to trying to sign players that are RFAs, or that they're going to be RFAs maybe in 1 year. If it's not working, if they can get that extension with them, maybe they'll have to make a move. So we'll see. There's a lot of balls in the air right now, and it's easy to throw names. The reality is there's a lot of contract talks between players and agents and the GMs, and so that first of all you need to resolve those issues. After that, you need to look at teams like the Winnipeg Jets, what they really want to do with one of their best players. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now. But as we know, every year it's the same thing. We're going at the draft. We expect big trades. And sometimes we're disappointed, but we have to wait on July 1st. So this year it won't be July 1st, obviously, but a few days after the draft, the free agent market's going to be open.
Ren Lavoie from TVA Sports joining the program here on Sportsnet 650. Usually our free agency period, you know, we know far and away who the headliners are. But you know, this year, considering that the trade market is going to be so interesting outside of just the free agent pool, you know, when you combine the two, the UFAs and the trade market, who's headlining the class for each of the position groups, right? Like, is it Jacob Markstrom for the goalies? Is it Pietrangelo for the D-man? Or other names that we're not considering? You know, the Patrick Laine name is very interesting. You know, that you just mentioned there. Who else should we be on the lookout for that outside of just free agents?
Well, outside of free agents, In Montreal, you still have to look at what's going to happen with a few players. I think Max Domi could be a guy that he can be moved. That's a guy who needs a new contract. That's a possibility. There's other players on probably every team that are close to being on the market, who are at least other GMs are calling for. But Alex Pietrangelo, if you look at him, it's obvious that if there's a D, if you want to win the Stanley Cup, and the window is now, you have to go get a player like him for many reasons. First of all, he's a great skater, a really good defenseman. Every year is knocking on the Norris Trophy, never won it, but that doesn't mean that he's a bad defenseman. He's a leader, won the Stanley Cup. So if you look at the Toronto Maple Leafs, I see a fit right there. But you're going to say how it's possible right now with their cap issues. It's true. Are they going to trade Frederik Andersen? You were mentioning about goaltending. What's going to happen with Frederik Andersen? Can he be traded to Pittsburgh? If it happened, what's going to happen to Matt Murray? So there's a lot of names out there. But to make a trade, you need two dancers. You need two teams that are ready to make some big moves. If I was a team, I wouldn't go on necessarily on Matt Murray. I love Tristan Jarry. Why? If you have a chance to get a goalie like Tristan Jarry, if both are available in Pittsburgh, you need to really think about it. And no disrespect to Matt Murray, won two Stanley Cup, but one is going to cost more than the other. And if you look at, at the end of the season, what's going to happen, who's going to have more victories, a better saving percentage, or a better average, I think they're close. And I'm going to give the edge right now to the Pittsburgh Penguins backup in a way. So it's really, really interesting. And if a guy like Tristan Jarry, like I said, can be moved, and you're a team like the Toronto Maple Leafs, you need to really deeply look at it. It's going to cost you way less than Frederik Andersen. And I think you're going to have exactly the same results. That's sadly the reality, and probably why the Pittsburgh Penguins are not going to go in that direction too.
Before we let you go here, Ren, we're just up against the clock, but just something on the Canucks. Have you heard anything on the Canucks with their free agents or in the market about anything that's moved on their part?
Well, I'm a little disappointed that they didn't sign their goalie, their number one goalie here. It's late. It should have been done, I think, the week in after the Canucks have been eliminated. They're out of the playoffs. It's been like 2 weeks and a half. It's way too long in my mind. Should have been done quicker than that, especially if you want to keep him. If you don't want to keep him, well, probably that's one of the reasons why he's not signed yet. So is it going to go down the wire? We'll see. But obviously the Canucks, do they make their best offer? Is there another offer that they can make? That's a great question. But they need to resolve that issue first. I believe that goaltending for the Canucks is going to be key. There's no other way to say it, guys. It's a long season. I don't know how many games going to be played next year, but in the long run, the Canucks are going to be, at one point in the Stanley Cup final again. So who's going to be in net is the real question. And I believe the Canucks can be in the Stanley Cup final in 2 or 3 years. They're knocking on that door right now. But everybody's competing for the same thing. It's the Stanley Cup. So they need, first of all, I think that what they really need to do is, resolve the goaltending issues that they have right now.
He is Ren Lavoie. Make sure to follow him on Twitter, courtesy of TVA Sports. Ren, always a pleasure getting you on the show. And we look forward to talking to you again right before free agency starts and the draft to see what else kind of
happens. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Have a good one, guys.